And you would have heard on our regional news with Tom, our journalist, about the Port Lincoln Museum Trail. I think this is an absolutely sensational idea. And joining us is the historian from the Port Lincoln History Group, Lee Clayton. Lee, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. I love the idea of the museum trail. How long has this been in the works for?
Well, it started off about 3.5, 4 years ago when I was working at Coffin Bay on the memorial down there for the centenary of the First World War. And it dawned on me that there's a lot of interest in history because we had people attending annually at the various stages of our development down there of over 1,000 people. They were from Western Australia and Queensland, interested in our history here in Lincoln or in the Eyre Peninsula. So I thought, well, maybe we could form a group of the four major museums in the town. But I never had the wherewithal to be able to manage it and bring it together. But in March, we had the staff and the volunteers at the various four museums. I'll just name them for you. There's the Axel Stenross Maritime Museum, the Mill Cottage Museum, the Port Lincoln RSL Museum, and the Port Lincoln Railway Museum. And they had experts and the people with the drive to bring it all together. And within 3 or 4 months, we had our pamphlet made. We had our arrangements made for advertising. So it's all gung-ho now. And we've actually had some people through the museums already.
That is absolutely fantastic. And the only reason I've held off so far is because I would have loved to have taken my niece through the museums. Unfortunately, she can't get here. She's in New South Wales at the moment. But it really is important to get families through there and to sort of develop that interest in history through the generations, isn't it?
Yes, it is. People say they're not really interested in history, but we've come to discover that's not true. We have, in summertime at the Mill Cottage, for example, which discusses things like the Bishop family's time you have at the tea table or out in the paddock and or perhaps harvesting back 100 years ago, and then the Pioneers and Descendants group. Many, many people are interested in that. So by grouping together, we've managed to bring all the forces together at once, and therefore we're more effective.
Speaking this morning with Lee Clayton from the Port Lincoln History Group about the Port Lincoln Museum Trail. And Lee, when it does come to visiting those museums, being part of the trail or following the trail, does it involve discount admissions to the museums?
Yes, there are various discounts. We're the smallest of them, so we don't have a discount per se. We've got the very low admission rate of $5. But Axel Stenross, for example, have an adult rate of $10, concession $8, and students over 16, $5, and then a special rate for families of four. And also, if you move to the next museum from there, you'll get a dollar off their entrance fee. For example, Mill Cottage has an $8 admission that drops to $7. And you get a stamp at each point. So if you do the whole four, you get $4 discount. It doesn't sound a lot, but it's something.
It certainly is. It's certainly better than nothing, and it's probably very well timed. Was there any specific idea of timing it in time for the school holidays, or is that a happy coincidence?
No, that's a happy coincidence.
And for more information, where can people go to get that information and be able to enjoy the museums?
The council is on side, and at the information centre you can get information from there. Our pamphlets are there, for example. Or you can go directly to, say, Axel Stenross on their opening days, which I'll record them now. It's Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, 9:30 to 4:30, and then Saturday, 1 p.m. to 4:30. Or if you start at the Mill Cottage, they have a Wednesday from 10 o'clock until 2, and Sunday from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. Coming to us.
And when you say us, you're, of course, referring to the Port Lincoln RSL Museum.
That's correct. Sorry, yes. We're open. Initially, we'll expand it later on, but initially we're Friday 10 to 2, and of course only $5 entrance fee. And then Port Lincoln Railway Museum, that's Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And then also most Sundays from 4 p.m. in the South Australian school holidays, and they have an $8 admission fee as well.
Certainly looking forward to getting in amongst the Port Lincoln Museum Trail pretty soon, as a matter of fact. Lee Clayton from the Port Lincoln History Group and Port Lincoln RSL Museum, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.